mean to play all three fight songs at the same time.
Get what you asked for.
This was our last segment. We had to appease.
Whew, I got a headache. Hey, Miss Audrey, you were going to take her next call, and she had a furniture question, so I told her that really wasn't your forte. So I had her call Irwin's Restoration, and I was just thinking, you know, we're talking about change of season, and Christmas is going to be here before you know it. If you have a piece of furniture you'd like to restore for a loved one for the holidays, think about taking it over to Irwin's. They do a great job.
Okay.
And then I also had Andy called. And he accidentally drilled a hole in the wrong place trying to put a light on the outside of his house.
Yeah.
And it left an inch and a half hole in his stucco. And it's a smooth finish.
Ew.
And how's he going to fix that? Maybe hang something over it?
You know, when you're trying to fix stucco, it certainly helps if it has any amount of texture at all. The smoother it is, the harder it is to mm-hmm. make that repair look invisible. But getting to the hardware store, there's a box of stucco repair made by Custom Products. It's a red and white box. They've been making the product for a long, long time. You'll mix that with a little water. You'll fill the hole. There'll probably be some shrinkage, so just plug the hole up as best you can. Apply this custom mixed stucco repair to it, and then where the patch and the stucco meet, it'll crack. So let it dry for a couple days, and then you're going to apply another mixture of this product and spread it over the entire area. So if the patch is an inch and a half hole, spread it about 6 or 8 inches over the entire area, being careful not to allow, because as that patch dries, it'll start curling up at the edges, and those edges kind of shout exactly where you did the repair. So now what you're going to do is, after that first curing process has curled the edges, you're going to knock that down with your steel trowel, and then you're going to float a layer over it in 4 to 6, 8 inch, 9, 10, 12 inch area, much bigger than the repair itself. Let that dry, and then what I would generally do is I would take a VIP elastomeric stucco caulk, and I would roll that over that area and then paint over that, and that's probably one of the 2 or 3 steps you'd need to take to try and make it disappear. But like I say, the smoother the stucco is, the harder it is to try and hide that. Oops. Shall we go to Antonio real quick and see if we can help him, calling up from Tucson? Good morning, Antonio. How can we help you, my man?
Good morning. Well, I was hoping you could point me in the right direction. I live in an apartment, and the water just comes out very, very, like, cloudy. So we don't drink any of that. We buy bottled water.
Okay.
But I've heard from quite a few people now that some of these machines that you buy the bottled water from, they use what's called reverse osmosis, if I said that right.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, then I've heard probably an equal amount, if not more, of other people, oh, no, you shouldn't even do that, because I don't know if this is a myth or what. Maybe you can tell me, but does reverse osmosis cause what's called acidic water? And if so, is that bad for us?
It does not cause acidic water. It does when it's treated through the reverse osmosis filtration, the water does become slightly more acidic, so we don't want to run it through a copper line, but it isn't acidic to the point that it's going to hurt your physical health. Now, you mentioned that the water's cloudy, Antonio. What I would challenge you to do is pour a glass of water, set it on the counter, and just see if in a matter of about 5 to 10 minutes, if that cloudiness doesn't completely disappear. Sometimes when we've got a small air infiltration into a water line for one reason or another, the air bubbles really do make it look like cloudy, stinky water. And if you just set that clear glass of water on the counter, see if that all off gases and just goes away. It may just be an air entrainment problem, but a reverse osmosis system would be an excellent thing for you to install underneath that sink. I'll tell you, I am just death on all of these plastic water bottles that make their way out of the grocery store and the drugstores. I mean, we've had guests on before talking about the amount of those plastic bottles that never make it back to the recycling plant. They're just billions and billions and billions of these plastic water bottles.
That's why I have my Hydro Flask right here, stainless steel thermos. I never have use to a buy plastic the, water
never
bottle.
Never have to buy
that.
Those plastic bottles. Yeah.
Nope. And these are insulated, so it doesn't sweat on you when you got some cold water. And you ice will last 24 hours easily in that thing. In the hottest time of the summer, even when the outside is hot to touch, if you leave it in your truck, you have cold water inside.
Yeah, I've gotten in the habit of having one of those in the car all the time. Just fill it up in the morning, yep. Put it in the truck, and you've got ice cold water all day long.
And you don't go through plastic bottles. We've covered a variety of information today.
We packed it in today, didn't we, Bud?
Missed any of it, or like our last texture that said, I missed the whole segment on that sunken living room. How do I listen? You go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the podcast, click on today's date, September 3rd. It's a 4-hour program every week. Click on the hour you'd like to listen to, or all four of them if you want to hear the whole program again.
I see one texter texted in, red green rules.
Red green rules. Red,
he's
yes,
coming
he
up.
Does.
He's coming up with a show.
September 8th. So if you're a red green fan, looking for a little entertainment, Thursday night at Celebrity Theater. And our hours are also broken down into four segments. So if you're just looking for one specific information segment, you can find that as well for quick reference.
Well, we hope whoever you're pulling for today, they win. Even if your team mascot is a rabbit. Hey, y'all have a great week this week. It's Rosie on Nelson. Don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.